Daniel Fred is a professor of addiction treatment studies at the University of Nevada, Reno. He's been getting a lot of attention lately for a photo taken of him during class. In the photo, Fred is carrying a student's baby while performing a lecture. The picture has gone viral online, starting a larger conversation about masculinity. Our contributor, Paolo Shalsida, spoke with Fred to learn more.
Daniel Fred, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, glad to be here, man.
So last semester, you were featured in a student's tweet, which actually went viral. Tell me about the tweet. Why do you think it went viral?
Yeah, the tweet was really just of me having one of our students' babies in a baby carrier. And it's a long story, but to give you the kind of short version is I had a student who couldn't find care for her baby one day a week. And so I offered to hold her, and my arm got tired. So I said, hey, next time, bring the baby carrier. And so I think it was just because of, you know, being out of place of a professor teaching with a baby, like, in a carrier is what made it kind of go viral.
Your response to that tweet is about an idea called healthy masculinity. Can you explain to me what that concept is?
So I think of, in order to understand healthy masculinity, you have to understand toxic masculinity. I think toxic masculinity is this idea of, you know, males only being able to kind of fit into this like super macho grid of what males are supposed to be, right? So the only emotion we're allowed to express is anger. You know, we don't like kids. We don't like babies. What healthy masculinity is kind of embracing feminine traits, being okay with it. That's part of masculinity. That's part of who we are.
On Instagram, your photo got about 95,000 likes and almost 300 comments. What did you learn from these comments?
A lot of them were around the context of not being able to fit a professor holding a baby into their vision of masculinity. So it was either like questioning my sexuality or questioning if like I was actually like dating the student or something like that, right? And so I think having the conversation of healthy masculinity alleviates a lot of the social issues we have. We don't realize, I think, how much of what we experience socially can be because of kind of toxic masculinity.
And you've been open about your history with substance abuse. Do you think that toxic masculinity played a role in that situation or that it could have for other men?
For me, I mean, I do in a sense of I think most addiction and substance use disorders, a lot of it has to do with trauma. And that's one of the most common factors we see with people who are diagnosed with substance use disorders. And for me, I have kind of some specific kind of traumatic events where I think the toxic masculinity played into it. Was I had no way to really like deal with it. So it was basically like, be a man, push it down, don't deal with it. But that stuff's got to get out somewhere. And for me, it was like alleviating the pain through alcohol and other drugs was kind of the only way for me to escape the pain of something that I was supposed to be able to just to like push down and it'll go away. And it never kind of went away.
You have three daughters. How does this affect your parenting?
You know, I think Just being a dad with like three daughters and a wife, obviously being like the only guy in the house, you know, I think I'm setting the example if my daughters are going to choose males later on in life, like what healthy relationship looks like. And so I try to be really aware of talking openly about my emotion, like admitting my mistakes, communicating and being okay with being emotional and just those different things, like just kind of being comfortable with who I am.
And my last question, how do you recommend that men practice healthy masculinity?
You know, I think it starts with being able to question what we've kind of always believed about masculinity and finding ways that are comfortable to be able to talk about issues that we're facing or to be open and vulnerable, different things like that. But I think really honestly, the first step is kind of questioning what we believe about what makes us men, so to speak, and why we believe that, and if that's really conducive to healthy for us and healthy for those around us.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
That was our contributor, Paolo Shalsida, talking to UNR professor Daniel Fred. Paolo is a student with the Reynolds School of Journalism. To see the photo of Daniel Fred that went viral, go to KUNR.org.